Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
میں تو امتی ہوں اے شاہ امم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Alhamdulillah, today's date is the 28th of Shaban, 1446. Let's welcome Hazrat Mulana Salman Yunus. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Mulana.
Wa alaikum salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah,
Mulana. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, last week we had a good discussion on the cell phone and the vibration. I hope and a lot of people, inshallah, took heed. And instead of even putting it on vibration, even put it off or leaving it in the car. Mulana, today we'll be discussing moon sighting, inshallah. So, Mulana, I hope all is well, firstly, in your community, in your area, and that side of the world. Allah accept it, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, all well, all good. Some clear weather today. We had some heavy rains in the past few days, and there was some flooding and things. But alhamdulillah, I don't see any major damage or any major lives lost or anything.
Was the rain that heavy?
It rained quite heavy. I know South Coast side, a couple places were flooded, the garages were flooded, the rivers burst, the banks. And here in Durban area, even there was roads that were flooded by the old airport, that the highway, both sides were flooded. You couldn't access it for a couple hours. Spingo was hit hard, and Tokyo also. So water was standing in many, many places. The roads were not accessible. But alhamdulillah, I think all has went away now.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So, Mulana, moon sighting today, give us some advice.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we know we are all excited and we are all looking forward to the blessed month of Ramadan. And we all need to understand that in order for the month to take place and to start, it all starts with this aspect of moon sighting. And it's something which we tend to overlook as the public, as the awam. We tend to not realize the important aspect this has, an important place it has in Sharia. That Sharia, many, many things are decided according to the sighting of the moon. As we know in Islam, alhamdulillah, we work with the lunar calendar. We do not work with the solar calendar, the Gregorian calendar, but rather our entire months are based on the lunar calendar. So what does this mean? This means that by sighting the crescent of the new moon, then that signals that heralds the start of the new month. Not like how we find that automatically in the English calendar, January, February are fixed amount of days, and automatically at a certain time, the month will end, and it's known throughout the year like this. But rather in the Islamic calendar, the start and the end of every month can never be certain. It can never be certain as it's dependent on the sighting of the moon. And this in itself, if you look at it, our deen is so beautiful. This gives us a lesson, as Mawlana Yunus Badr rahmatullah alayhi always used to say, take ibrah, take lessons from everything around us. Like the uncertainty of the sighting of the moon for the start and end of our calendar year, of our month. Likewise is the uncertainty of our lives, if you have to look at a lesson from there, that we do not know when our life is going to end. We do not know when our next life, our next child will be born. Everything is in the control and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And we place our trust firmly in Allah Ta'ala. So if a believer has to look at every aspect of his life through the eyes of Iman, through the eyes of Sharia, then you will see everything reminds him of Allah. Everything brings him closer to Allah Ta'ala. And this aspect of moon sighting, just by seeing that moon and seeing the power of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala causes the moon to come and go, it disappears, it comes bright again, it wraps on, wraps off. All of these things, we see the power of Allah. It should remind us of Allah. We should not think of science. We should not think of what the world is doing or the universe as an atheist state. But rather, everything of a believer's life focuses his attention to Allah, the power of Allah. Everything happens through the permission of Allah Ta'ala. The sun rises, the sun sets only with the permission of Allah. So if we are going to be looking for that moon, then we must realize that we will only see it with the permission of Allah. Allah wants us to see it, we will see it. Allah doesn't want us to see it, then we will not see it. But in our capability, the Sharia is so simple. We do what is within our capability and what the Sharia has stipulated. And not what modern science or modern world might be saying. That has no place, no room in the Sharia. When it comes to this moon cycling, why are we emphasizing this here? Because we're going to come to an aspect just now where we see in today's time people are trying to take a different route, contrary to what the Sharia is saying. So in Islam, we said the calendar, the month starts with either the sighting of the moon, and as such, we either have 29 or 30 days in a month. 29 or 30 days in a month. If on the 29th of the month, the night, people go and sight the moon, and if the moon is sighted, then that will make the start of the next month. That means that will be the first of the next month. But if the moon is not sighted, then that will mean that the current month will end up with 30 days, and automatically after the 30 days, the first of the next month will start. So this is a very simple and an easy process, and it's almost a definite thing that no such thing as we not sight the moon, because after one day, the moon will, after the next day, the next month will start. Now, the sighting of the moon, why is it so important in Sharia? Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يسألونك عن الأهلة, قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج. They say, they ask you, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about the phases of the moon. Say to them, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are means for people to determine time and the Hajj, the pilgrimage. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is telling us the objective and the use of the moon in Islam, and this is to determine time, to determine the month in Islam, right? Now, in Islam, we know we have various days, various auspicious dates, various auspicious times in the year where we see their barakah, their blessings, where we can maximize ourselves. Example, the day of 15 of Sha'aban, then we have Ramadan coming, the days of Eid, the days of Hajj, the 10 days of Hajj. All these are blessed days with added benefits, the night of Laylatul Qadr as well. So if we do not know the exact date that we are in currently, then how will we be able to keep a record? And how will we be able to prepare for these important aspects of our deen? How will we be able to take maximum benefit? So the correct sighting of the crescent moon is of utmost importance. We have these auspicious days in the year, and an incorrect sighting could affect the accuracy of these dates. So if we do not take special attention not made to this year, then we will not have an accurate reading, an accurate day for our faith. Alhamdulillah, we see in South Africa, we are blessed in a sense that we have so many ulama, we have so many people doing the khidmat of deen, and we have trustable ulama bodies that do go out of the way, that they have a team set in place to fulfill this requirement of Sharia, where they go and recite the moon every month to see whether the moon is sighted or not, and with their team they do it. But this should be the habit of every single believer, that every single mu'min should see, take it upon himself, that at the end of every month, after I finish my Maghrib Salah and coming home, then let me look at the sky. It'll take two moments, but I am fulfilling this great sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am fulfilling this great sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by just taking these few moments extra, looking at the sky, and also know where to look at the sky. Sometimes people just look all over the sky. No, but normally we look at the western horizon. That is where the new moon generally will be seen, on that side of the sky. And it's very easy to determine it, because if we are reading Salah, we know we are facing north of northeast. So from there we can determine which side is west, and we can look at the sky, inshallah, and see how to see the moon, inshallah. Now, that is one aspect of regarding the importance, the significance of sighting the moon in Islam. And tomorrow night, inshallah, will be the chance for us to fulfill the sunnah and this great aspect of Sharia. Now, with regard to sighting the moon, what does our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did he tell us in a hadith? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Sumu li ru'yati wa aqdiru li ru'yati, fa in ghumiya alaykum fa akmilu al-adad." In this hadith, which comes in Sahih Muslim, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the importance and why should we sight the moon also, right? So the sighting from this hadith, we learn various aspects, right? And we're not going to go into a very big academic discussion or anything of that sort, but just to highlight a few points here, as we see in modern day time is being forgotten and trying to overrule the Sharia, which is very clear in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this hadith says, observe fasting, start fasting on sighting the moon, and end it on sighting the moon. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam uses the word of sighting the moon, that we will start our month of Ramadan when we cite the moon. And the month of Ramadan will also end when we cite the moon. This applies to every other month of the year likewise. The important part, or actually the lessons which we can take for our currently affair that is happening, is the next part of the hadith, which lends a lot of information and a lot of knowledge from what we should be doing in today's time. فَإِنْ غُمِّيَ عَلَيْكُمْ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if the sky is cloudy, sometimes it happens, it is raining, or we have an overcast sky, and we cannot see the stars, we cannot see beyond anything besides the clouds. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if that is the case, فَأَكْمِلُ الْعَدَلِ then complete that piece. There's no hard and fast, no big deal about it. You did what Sharia wanted you to do. Sharia wanted you to go and sight the moon, wanted you to use your physical eye to look at the sky. And now you didn't, you couldn't able to see the moon, then no problem, complete 30 days, and after that day, the new month will start. So simple, so beautiful our deen is. No need to try and break it, but what if the moon was behind the clouds? That is in the control of Allah. As we said, everything is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Allah wanted us to see that moon, then Allah would have made it clear. Allah Ta'ala made it cloudy for a reason. If the moon was there and it still wasn't seen, that is in the command and the permission of Allah. But we did what was in our capability. So as you say, in today's time, there's a big fitna that goes on and what is called calculating the moon age. And many, many countries, unfortunately, they have taken this route where without even going and fulfilling the sunnah and this right of Sharia of sighting with the eye, they base the start and end of every month on the calculation of the moon. If according to calculation, they say the moon is old enough to be sighted, then it will automatically be sighted. They don't worry about going out and seeing the moon with their own eyes. And this is a very, very big fitna, which we have to try and stay far away from and not fall into this trap. What they say is, we don't have to go look for the moon. Because our calculation is telling us that the moon is so many hours old, and if it's so many hours old, then it can be sighted. Therefore, we take it as the new month has been started. And they don't even go and fulfill it. And even if they go and they try to see it and they don't see it, they still go ahead and start the new month because they say our calculation tells us that it is the start of the new month depending on the age of the moon. Now in this hadith shatters that deduction of this. It shatters this method of calculation in what a beautiful manner our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has summed it up. If you look at the word in Ghumya, that cloudy, translated as cloudy. In this word, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that the method of calculation has no holding in Sharia. Why is this so? Because firstly, let's take 2 points from here to understand, right? But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioning the word cloudy, this shows a physical sighting. Because you will not know whether the sky is cloudy or not unless you go and look at the sky. So by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, if the sky is cloudy, which means in order for you to know it is cloudy, you have to go and look at the sky and start. This shows that in order for us to know whether the month starts or ends, we have to go and look at the sky. We have to go and view it. So this one word firstly proves a physical sighting that needs to take place with our eyes we go and look at the sky. And again, this one word here, it eliminates and it rules out the method of calculation. How does it do so? Because if the method of calculation was a valid means in Sharia, then the sky being cloudy or clear it will be completely irrelevant. There'll be no need to mention that there. Because if I can just calculate it, then whether it's clear, whether it's cloudy, whether it's raining, it holds no weight because I'm basing on calculation. But the fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that if it is cloudy, then complete 30 days. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never say that if it is cloudy, okay, now see the calculation. Could it have been seen if it wasn't cloudy? Never say that there. He says if it is cloudy, then complete the 30 days. So there's one beautiful hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He gives us a very important aspect and it brings this structure, or we'll say, it puts down any other method a person wants to use other than physical sighting with the eye of the moon. And if it is not seen, then no problem. You complete your 30 days and thereafter, the new month will start. The new month will start. That was the second aspect of our discussion today. That is how we can save ourselves from the fitna of calculation and stick to the pristine Sharia of Islam shown to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, as has been transmitted down by our Tabi'een down to us. The next aspect which we see in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that it mentioned that a person would see now that the moon was not sighted, and on seeing the sighting, on seeing the moon after 30 days, will say this moon looks like the moon of a second night, of a third night. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not say this, Shaykh. Do not say this. Because Allah Ta'ala wanted you to see it now. So according to this year, this is the first night. So sometimes you see that crescent looking so big, maybe thicker than normal, it can't be the new birth. But this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has already mentioned in the hadith that we should stay clear from such statements, from such wording, because this goes against the hadith of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which he has told us not to mention such, as this is a means of fitna and a means of causing confusion among people. This is the third aspect, okay, that many a times maybe we hear people mentioning this year. And we should try and avoid it and advise them that our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has advised us not to mention this, and we did what was in our capability, and we fulfilled that day, alhamdulillah. And the last aspect which we want to discuss for today, inshallah, is that after realizing the importance of sighting the moon and the sunnah of it, even though we have that reliable group of ulama that will go and take the initiative and now pass an official judgment, an official statement for our country to see whether the moon was sighted or not, after all reports have been gathered. Even though they are doing that there, we still ourselves should not abandon the sunnah. We should not leave it totally in their hands, even though we will. It is appropriate that we wait for the final announcement to come through. But let us fulfill the sunnah also. We also want the sawab. We also want the reward. Let us go out also. We never know. Maybe it will be us that will see the moon, and we will give the testimony, we will give the report, and how happy we will see that, you know what, on 1446 Ramadan, my family, we saw the moon, we gave the report, and this was taken, our shahadat was taken, and that's how the month started. So this is something we all should be, but unfortunately, what has happened in today's time, because we are so reliant on this year, and we have given up the actual sunnah, so what, instead of scanning the skies, we are scanning our phones, we are scanning the radio station. We are sitting, we are opening our WhatsApp over and over again. Any news came in, any WhatsApp group messages. And then we'll see even bogus messages, false messages coming from all parts. Maybe in another country they saw the moon and that message is coming. And confusion is created, confusion and confusion. We'll see many a times we'll see their WhatsApp groups and the admins, they should do this here. If you are admin of a WhatsApp group, close the WhatsApp group from the time of Maghrib from tomorrow night. Close it. Don't let anyone post anything. And you be the first one to post the official sighting of the moon, if it was sighted or not sighted. This will save us from so much of fitna, so much of confusion out there, that if everyone takes it upon themselves, if I am the admin of the WhatsApp group, let me close it. Let me keep it closed. And when official news has reached us, now we will reopen it first to posting the official news, and thereafter, inshallah, we can continue as normal. Otherwise, we see year in, year out, every time different countries coming out, or people are going to make funny jokes. And this is not a time for it. It's a time of excitement, a time of what we say, tense, where people are wanting to know what is happening. And the slightest of things can spur a person on and cause problems within their house. One family member is getting a message that there is a moon sighting. Other family, there's no moon sighting. And confusion like this goes on. So, going forward, rather than leaving that WhatsApp group open, let it keep closed. Listen to your radio station, tune into the Marka Sahaba, and we will give you all the official report once it is true. And like this year, we will see what needs to be done. So we mentioned about scanning the skies, not scanning our phones. That we forgot about the sunnah. That we are so reliant on this year, that we turn straight to our phone without even trying ourselves to see the sky. We know for the Eid moon, then that day everyone wants to go and see. For the Ramadan moon, then let that also be as such, and we also go and see this year. This was just a quick recap, or let me say a quick lesson, quick muzakirah on the importance of moon sighting in Islam. And we said that moon sighting is a very important part in our deen. Quran mentions that it is the means of telling time of Hajj also, and it is a means of us how we determine our lunar calendar as Islam. Is the lunar calendar base. The night comes first, that's why you will see. If the moon is sighted tomorrow night, Friday night, Tarawih already starts. Because the month of Ramadan has already commenced. The night comes first, when we go on the last year of Ramadan, if the moon is sighted, there's no Taraweeh that night because the month has already ended. So the night comes first in Islam. The month in Islam is either 29 or 30 days. If it is 29 days, then the first will be the next day. If it is 30 days, then automatically the first will start the day after. And with regard to physically sighting the moon, we learned in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that to go out and see the moon. And if it is cloudy, then complete 30 days. Complete 30 days. And from this hadith, we learned the important aspect that we cannot base the sighting of the moon or the status or end of every month based on calculations. Yes, you use it as a guideline on where to look for the moon or how to look for it, but still, the moon needs to be looked for. And this one word, the word cloudy that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam uses, eliminates the method of calculation because this proves that you need to physically look at the sky in order to know whether it is clear or not. And as well, the word cloudy also means that the method of calculation has no weight in Islam because if you wanted to calculate it, then there's no need to go and look at the sky. And lastly, we said, let us ourselves fulfill the right of Sharia by looking at the sky and not worrying about our phones or the WhatsApp groups. Rather, keep one radio station on if you want so we can listen to whatever information is coming through the official sources and we can know what to do further. By the time Isha time sets in many places, already it will be time with it. The duration which is allowed for sighting the moon comes to an end. And even if later on, late at night, after the day the moon is sighted, it's past the time of sighting, so it will not be considered. These are moon sighting aspects. And together with this, just by the way, one point since we have two more minutes, inshallah, is that many a times we see now on social media and on people's statuses, and it is a plot of shaitan this year. This is a ploy of shaitan, where people say, you know, don't call me Ramadan Muslim, or don't call me Munafiq because I'm coming now for Ramadan, or because I'm changing. This is a plot of shaitan. This is a ploy of shaitan where people feel happy that I'm worshipping Allah in Ramadan, and the rest of the year I'm not worshipping Allah, and they say, don't judge me. This is a clear plot of shaitan. Just like how the moon is sighted, they are sighted also in the month of Ramadan. This is the attitude which we need to forget. That attitude of don't judge me, or this attitude of, you know, Ramadan Muslims, don't label me. If you want to be such, then why do you blame people for calling you such? And we see very common this last week among social media, these posts are very prevalent and people are actually encouraging each other towards this year. And unfortunately, we see even people where they say, example, certain sin they are doing, and they have their written after Ramadan again. Now, this is a very, very terrible banner in which we are looking forward to Ramadan. This Ramadan should be a means of changing completely, and our heart should be completely purified. And the best thing we can do for this Ramadan is that television, if we have in our home, to get rid of it completely, that we can survive 30 days without it, and we see how beautiful and meaningful our life is in the obedience of Allah. What is the need for it after? What is there even a need for it to be there after? For 30 days, Allah Ta'ala is showing you that you can do it. For 30 days, you can read your salah. For 30 days, you can drink and dress according to the sunnah. For 30 days, you can perform the Taraweeh, 20 rakat, Taraweeh salah at night. So how hard is it, Isha? For 20 days, 30 days, you can wake up for Tihari. So how hard is it, Fajr, throughout the year? All these are lessons Allah is teaching us in the Mubarak month to come. Let us take maximum benefit. Let us not fall into the trap of shaitan. We have to appease our nafs, to appease our egos and our emotions. Now we feel, you know what, don't tell me this, don't tell me that. But rather, these are all ways of shaitan trying to keep us in our bad habits, trying to keep us in our old ways. Yes, Ramadan comes. And it's a means of us. It's an excuse from the side of Allah to forgive us. It's an excuse from the side of Allah to show us that you can be a proper Muslim. You can live, no matter what country you're in, whether it's a Muslim country or not Muslim country. You can live your life dressing according to what Sharia wants you to, eating according to how Sharia wants you, fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala, irrespective of it. So this Ramadan, let it be a changing motion. Let it be when we cite the moon of Ramadan, it's a sighting of a new change for our life. And when we cite the moon of Eid, it's a sighting of a continuation for the rest of the year. Rather, let it not be such that we say, after Ramadan, I will return to this, after Ramadan, I will go to this. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding, Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq of appreciating Ramadan and to realize that life is uncertain. Just like how we've learned, That's the start and end of every month is uncertain. We don't know when it is. Our life too is uncertain. We do not know whether we're going to get another Ramadan. We do not know when death will come upon us. But we know it definitely will come. So that is now is the time to obey Allah, to be ready that at any given moment, if I have to leave this world, am I happy passing away in this manner? Am I happy passing away in this place? Am I happy passing away in the company of these people? Or will I be worried? How will I face Allah Ta'ala? All these are answers one can see for himself. Allah Ta'ala accepts us all and grant us a blessed Ramadan in which we gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And like how we wait to eat, let us wait to meet Allah Ta'ala one day, inshaAllah.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana, for that important message. Make dua for us as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.